B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
My station.
It's 95.1. The Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Jenny, what makes you think that Brock is cheating on you, and how do you think this third person in your relationship, which you'll have to explain to me, is interfering?
No, it sounds a little kind of crazy, but she was really great, but it was always, you know, we had a rule between Brock and I that that we couldn't see her solo. Like, if she was going to be involved with either of us, it had to be both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take her to lunch if I wanted to, or something like that, just to make sure that, you know, like, everything was being kept.
And he shouldn't either.
And he shouldn't either, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, we've talked about this before, polyamorous relationships, they're called, and that seems to be the going rule with everyone, is, you know, to keep some sort of trust amongst the one couple that brings the third person in. This is the rules you have to follow. So is he breaking the rules?
I think he is. So we have her set up in her own apartment so that she can, you know, live her own life and we can live ours. About 3 months ago, I started to notice that, like, he, like, stopped wanting to kind of bring her in. I didn't really know what to make of it, but it was just kind of cropping up here and there for like, the last 3 months. And then about a week ago, I called him and I heard her in the background. I asked him, I was like, what's going on? Like, we're not supposed to, you know, be with her solo. And he's like, oh, I just, I popped by the apartment to, like, bring her groceries or something like that. It just didn't sit right. Like, it just sort of felt like a confirmation of what I had been suspecting for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what about asking her, Jenny? Like, if you asked her, what would she say?
I mean, yeah, I haven't really asked her because she's a submissive. I don't think that she would betray the trust that she has with him. So I don't know if that would really be, like, the best route for that.
Hmm. And then she would tell him, and then he might be aware, he might be hip to War of the Roses or be suspicious if we called him. Like, right now he has no suspicion.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I know.
What's her name? Okay.
I don't want to put it out on the radio. I want to maintain her privacy.
Okay, we'll beep it out. All right, here we go. Let's see how much info we can get out of it before you get on and for breaking rule 1A in a polyamorous relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brock, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Brock. My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we ran a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Selected your handle.
Thanks. I'm not really interested in any of this. I don't really want to sign up for anything.
It's not signing up for anything. Are you not interested in sending free roses to someone? It is just a one-time thing. We don't take a credit card. There's no reoccurring charge. We cover delivery and everything. All we ask is that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, I can send flowers to anybody?
Anywhere in the U.S.
Okay, I would love to do that. What do you need to know?
Well, I'll need the address here in a moment, but I'll get that from you at the end. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Okay, so her name is...
All right, and what would you like to put on that card?
Oh, you are one of the most unbelievable people that I've ever met, and I really think that I'm falling in love with you.
Okay.
I knew it. Mm. Oh, my God, I knew it.
Sorry?
Brock.
Hello?
That's Jenny on the phone, your girlfriend. She heard everything. You're on War of the Roses on the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. I'm not.
I knew it deep down. I should have trusted my intuition. How could you do this to us? How could you be so devious and go behind my back like that?
Listen, Jenny.
That we had about this.
There's something that's been going on between us for a while. You have to acknowledge that, okay? She's just like this more vibrant, younger version of you, and I can't help my feelings. You know,
it's not my fault
I feel this way.
Things not to say to someone.
Oh my god! How can you be so heartless?
Did we establish how long they'd been together before? I know that you've been with this third person for a year and a half. How long have you two been together?
5 years.
Okay.
Okay. So how about Brock and the other person that shall not be named?
Yeah. How long have you been messing around on?
I would
Jenny?
Say probably about 6 months.
Oh my god.
Without so you've been seeing this third person whose name we're not saying on the air, but you've been seeing her for 6 months without Jenny knowing?
Yeah.
Breaking rule 1A in the polyamorous relationship thing. Why would you do that?
Jenny, can you just like call me back privately and we can discuss this, please?
Oh, we'll discuss this. No, we're definitely going to discuss this, but we're going to discuss you getting the hell out of the house.
Brock,
that's what we're going to talk about.
Brock, before you leave, why wouldn't you tell her, like, you broke the golden rule of the polyamorous relationship, which is the third person is only supposed to be for you two, not for one or the other.
Look, dude, I don't really need you coming at me right now, okay? I don't think you understand the complexity of this whole thing. I don't think you've ever been in a polyamorous relationship, okay? There's temptation in front of you. There's different kinds of experiences. There's different kinds of feelings running around. I mean,
you know what? I just got an idea. I'm going to call and I'm going to tell her that you've lost interest in her, and I'm going to start spending more time with her.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.